put Willie back in the wild and after making the movie, but he only lasted a year.
Well, yeah.
No. Those are some. Let's see. Maria Cosgrove, Nobody Cares. Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. The first album surpassed 1 billion streams on YouTube.
Yeah, massive.
Beyonce, I'm just going through the, let's see, 49-year-old Ryan Seacrest and his 26-year-old girlfriend have broken up after dating for 3 years.
He's how old?
49.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say that like there's something wrong with dating someone that much younger or marrying them. That was the impression I got when you said that.
No.
And it starts.
No.
No.
I figured, you know, she would probably find out he was gay at some point, right?
She's a
David's on the line.
What's up? Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm great, thanks.
Hey, what about Ben?
Ben.
Oh,
the rat. Oh, the animals. Oh, but the rat, too. There was a bear called Ben, too.
It was, yeah.
Well, a song.
Yeah, remember Michael Jackson's song?
Absolutely,
Ben?
Sure.
Can't believe I went to see that movie.
I can't either.
What was that movie, anyway?
Well, it had something to do with lots and lots of rats.
Oh,
rats.
Leonard or something? Was it Leonard? I think so. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, wasn't it a kid that, like, befriended the head rat of the pack? And
yeah, he had control
like
over
that.
He could tell him what to do.
Yeah.
And he used them as tools of revenge or something, I think.
Right, yeah. That was like early 70s, wasn't it? Like 72, something like that, 73?
I was swapping gooey popcorn in the back of the theater with some chick. I don't
So, Susan, I was down in your neck of the woods this past week, and my daughter and her husband, my grandsons, live in Fairhope.
Oh, wow. Well, there's just absolutely nothing like it. And, you know, it's on almost every magazine's top 10 list of places to retire. So it's getting very, very, very busy. Did you notice that?
Yeah, and very expensive to live there.
Amen, brother. That's why I'm here.
Good talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty then.
I used to have a wonderful... I should have asked him what his favorite place... My favorite place down on the Eastern Shore was Gambino's.
Restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, they have an early bird special or something you like?
Jeez. Oh, my.
Well, Sonny, no, they had.
Did it come with like the tapioca dessert?
They had a keyboard player who was amazing.
You're talking about yourself again?
No, he used to let me sing. Oh, which
was
great.
That's why he was amazing, because he used to let me sing.
No, he was really, really good, and he was very entertaining, and everybody loved him. And there's a section of Gambino's, this just restaurant, and then the bar area is also a restaurant area. I mean, you could eat there, but he had a lot. It was live music, and it started at 6:30 for us old folks. We didn't go out late, and he was great. I mean, he's just wonderful, very affable, and very entertaining. So if you're down on the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, check out Gambino's, and I think it's Friday and Saturday nights that he plays. There's so much music here. That's the big reveal for me since I came back. How much music there is here. And that was what...
Yeah.
I was afraid I was leaving that at the Eastern Shore. And now I find that there's music
and
everywhere.
Theater, too. A lot of theater.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And good theater.
Caitlin Clark, who signed a basketball deal with the WNBA, like those games are sold out, that was widely criticized, just signed a $28 million with Nike, and now they're wondering if she got screwed by them. Stop worrying about it. $28 million? I'll get screwed for $28 million. I'm having a sale. You can screw me for $20.
I'll chop off $8 million.
I'm backing way away from that conversation.
It's
all right. 7:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have this idea. The movie Twisters is coming out this summer on July 19th, and I want to do a Rich Thomas red carpet world premiere here in Montgomery. And I've already got a commitment from my friend Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct to give us that Red Runner. that we'll need at the theater. Won't that be exciting?
Yeah.
You, we'll be wearing tuxedos. We'll have...
No. I will not be. I will not be in a tuxedo.
You will be in a tuxedo, Greg?
Yeah. For this...
A tuxedo t-shirt, probably.
Well, that's fine, if that's what you want to do. This is going to be a thing. And, of course, if you need a red carpet or any color carpet or any type of carpet, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to find it for over half a century.
That's a segue.
I know. He's so good at this. He did this for a living, Greg.
For over half a century, they have been offering the best selection in all types and styles in carpeting and in, of course, just about any budget. If you're looking to redo a room that gets abused a lot, you just need to put a new floor in there. Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go. And if you want to do something a little more luxurious, they've got that too. You can shop in virtually any price range, whether it's carpeting, tile, hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl plank flooring. They carry it all, 300,000 square feet of choices. And the good news is that after you've made your choice, it's installed by their people. So they don't deal with outside contracting and stuff. It's all Georgia Floors Direct from beginning to end. Jeff Mallinson, the original, the originator of the Merry Band of Floriers, has found people like Dustin and Jonathan and Q to guide customers and navigate those 300,000 square feet of choices. Plus, they do marble kitchen countertops and window blinds as well. Great selection in those. So whatever you need, you'll find it on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. That would be 1969 for the uninitiated.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
707 SRN News in a couple of minutes.
Well, we believe most of our earlier accidents are out of the way. We are seeing a whole lot of cars inbound to Montgomery now on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Same thing on I-85 southbound into Montgomery with a little bit of slow traffic through the construction zones at Chantilly and Taylor. 231 out of Wetumpka building a bit this morning. A lot of cars out there, but no major problems at the moment. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is not headline news. Today is National Lingerie Day, or as most young women call it now, outerwear. Kim Kardashian blow-dries her jewelry because she hates the sensation of cold metal on her skin. Lindsay Lohan feels the same way, but only because she has bad memories of being handcuffed. Wildlife officials caught an alligator on a runway of a Florida Air Force base. Sure, the alligator shouldn't have been there, but can you blame it for trying to catch a flight out of Florida? Serena Williams' husband is investing in a bar that will exclusively show women's sports. And the name of the bar will be Empty. But in the spirit of women's sports, the food and drinks will only cost a fraction of what other bars charge. This is not Headline News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That's 7.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue to hold demonstrations on campuses across the country as universities turn to the police for help. Several arrests were made at schools in California and Texas. In a video message, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denounced what he called anti-Semitic mobs taking over U.S. campuses. A high-profile case about the scope of presidential power will be argued at the Supreme Court this morning. Justices will decide if former President Trump is immune from prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The China-based owner of TikTok is promising to sue after President Biden signed into law a measure that would force the owner to sell. ByteDance calls the legislation unconstitutional. Congress passed the bill citing national security concerns. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
That's right. She has joined us this morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Susan Woody, along with Jay Scott, Greg Goodell. And now we go to Rich Thomas to get the forecast for the upcoming weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Lots of severe weather in the middle of the country for the next 4 days, but that's their problem. For us, it's a warm, late April day with a high around 84. Good bit of sunshine. I've got the rain chances, you know, not quite 0, 10% at best. Partly cloudy, mild, 62 tonight. How about 86 tomorrow on Friday? Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. 70s on the coast. A great weekend forecast down on the beach. The water is still chilly, though. Lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds Monday, high 86. And the risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. But a weakening frontal system means maybe by the time it gets here, no severe weather with it. That would be great. Right now, this morning, a few high clouds at 61 at 716.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I'm looking for the audio for this story here.
Oh, no, Rich just said a phrase that I relate to.
What's that?
Weakening frontal system.
Yeah.
The system that I used to have is definitely weakening.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Our lead season sags.
Too bad you couldn't find a clean bustier to wear to work this morning. We got a guy.
You don't lift them up anymore. You just roll them in.
Whoa, look at this.
Oh. Sort of like the carpeting, huh?
It's just a mess. Oh, boy.
It's just life. Glad to be here.
Got a guy here who was running a marathon in London and sipped 25 glasses of wine while running. How do you do that?
Exactly.
Tom Gilby, he's known as the wine guy on TikTok, blind tasted each glass, then guessed the wine's origin and vintage, and totally got 7 correct, 4 wrong, and the remaining wines partially correct. Finished the marathon in 4 hours and 41 minutes, including the wine stops. Says, being a marathon runner and a sommelier are two of the best pretentious hobbies. I absolutely love doing this. What's being from Somalia have to do with
them? I mean, really? Come on.
I have a little audio on this. Here are some of his wine stops and guesses. Come on.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
America's a Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. I'm from New World, quite fruity, a little bit of sugar, jam shed.
Shiraz, Australia. Have I scratched it?
1 mile 18.
20, 23. I think it could be a Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
There you go. From the
exactly.
Later on, a contest for the most ridiculous names for a beautiful baby girl. And all kinds of other crap here. But Random Facts is next. As always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Hey, let's do one day, when I'm here, your most embarrassing moment. Let's have people call in and talk about their most embarrassing moment.
You mean on the air?
I like the idea. In fact,
I'd have to think.
I'd like to do mine right now.
I'd like to hear it.
I was going
to
say
it's a sold out 3 Dog Night concert at the Davis Theater.
Oh no!
And I'm there. I'm dressed. I'm ready to look cool. I'm ready to bring back the great memories that 3 Dog Night has in their song catalog. And I was asked to introduce the band, but somebody was asked to introduce me.
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
So I came out.
I can't believe I did that. That was just plain mean, and I'm sorry.
It was not mean. I actually thought it was funny. I just wanted to, I had to come up with something that fit the embarrassing moment category, so I picked that.
You were talking about Burt Reynolds, of course, right?
No.
Oh.
At the moment, I was talking about Greg.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, he's...
Oh, embarrassing.
What women used to refer to as a Burt Reynolds lookalike.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Not anymore. Because Burt is...
Oh, yeah.
Has moved on.
Well, I know. He probably still presents.
As have a couple of the guys from 3 Dog Night, too.
Oh, yeah.
Since that show.
You know, the coolest thing... For me, a singer, it was interesting. They had their playlist taped to the floor behind the lead singer's microphone.
Right.
And at the very bottom, it had 2 options for their encore.
Oh.
And one of them was, Eli's coming. And then in parentheses, it says, if I can still hit that note. Honestly.
That was Chucky. And Chucky was part of the Happy Together tour soloing.
Yeah.
And he sang it.
So he did
they
this amazing
great.
Job on Eli's Coming. Then he told us what that cord was.
Yeah, there was a cord attached, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
We thought it was maybe an electrical cord for the guitar. No, it was his oxygen.
Oh, no.
This is after he's done four songs. You would never know that he needed oxygen or any other help. It was amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing. That was a fun night.
Yes, it was. It was absolutely a great night.
Davis Theater, wasn't it? The Davis Theater?
Yeah, it was.
The Davis Theater where I flew as Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Davis Theater.
That Davis Theater.
That stage that I was on for so many.
Oh, God. Do I have to go for that now, too? We have all these great...
When you come in and you talk about, boy, you've never changed at all, right? He never got rid of these clips.
I know, I should remember that.
Because somehow I had this...
That Cougar song you just heard, he didn't put that in today. That's not in there.
And I've never heard that one.
Exactly.
Because
I wasn't a cougar.
I told you, when you went flouncing out the door, I said, you are going to miss this, and you will be back. And I was right.
I did miss it.
As I so often was.
Some weird doomsday prophecy. She's going to return. On the second eclipse of the...
You'd think I'd know better.
This is the story. I've got an idea with this.
It's like watching the DVD of Peter Pan back in 1984 when I flew above the stage at the Davis Theater and sprinkle fairy dust.
And listen to those cables. I'm sorry.
Buzzkill.
We're tight for time, but Ashley reenacted the cable snapping and the cougar falling into the crowd.
I haven't heard that clip either.
Really?
8 years here.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What's up?
What's going on, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, speak.
Hey, ask your movie maiden on when she comes again if she's ever seen the movie Close Range.
Close Range.
Okay.
Yeah, it is good.
All right, that's for Ellen Murray, our movie maven, Close Range. I will make a note.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. Would you like her to talk about it on her segment?
Sure, if she's seen it.
Okay.
I'd like to know what she thinks about it.
Friday, 5:35.
Good movie.
All righty. All right. Okay, we are at 7:23. Before we get to your local news and part one of Random Facts, a word for the friends we have at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. It's a 60,000 square foot building. And if you're looking for furniture, there's two things. You want to make sure you see everything there is to see in a wide variety of price ranges. Kaiser is kind of and this is why they asked me to talk about them on the radio, because they're kind of a secret to some. They're not a national chain, they're local. But they have the biggest and best selection of all types and styles of furniture anywhere in a very nicely run, modest building at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. No fancy trappings, no neon lights or anything like that. Just an incredible selection. And through the end of the month, everything 50% off the top ticket price. Another reason to consider them, sales tax at their location is 8.25% and not 10% when you're buying furniture, you're spending money. So you can save even more by purchasing there at Kaiser. And people, Stella Beard, the manager, knows the inventory inside out. So when you let them know what you're in to see and what price range you're working with, they'll line up the choices for you. And now Leslie Wolfolk has become part of the staff, and she's got decorating experience. So if you're looking to find something that will be compatible with a room that's already pretty much filled out, or you're just looking to redo and create a theme, she can help you with that too. Their excellent selection is beautifully featured at the web address, ShopKaiser.com. ShopKaiser.com for Kaiser. Fine home furnishings. Please mention to Stella and Leslie that you heard about them here. Gina.
This is Gina that brought us the muffins yesterday.
Yes, thank you for the muffins.
Oh my gosh, they were absolutely amazing. Send me the recipe, will you?
Well, how can I send it to you?
Email rich@bluewaterbroadcasting.com.
I'll do it.
Thank you. They were great.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, better yet, just bring muffins.
You going to test those cable wires again?
Gina used to work with you.
Yeah. Yeah. But all I wanted to say, Susan, we need to get together now that you're in town.
Okay.
She used to work with you at the bank or something.
She brought her granddaughter in last week.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing day. Wonderful day.
Where did you guys work together?
Region. For First Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right, First Alabama. Yeah, got you.
She's good. Susan's got
that. Is that the bank where you wouldn't give the guy a pen through the drive-thru window?
Yes.
Oh, Gina knows about this too. Okay.
How do you remember that, Greg? It was the bank where I was in the drive-in window. I was doing the drive-in, and Oscar Gamble came driving through.
Baseball player.
Yeah.
Yes, and he lived in Montgomery.
Yeah, he passed away sadly.
You denied Oscar Gamble a pen?
No, but he came rolling through in his Rolls Royce, and the window wouldn't come down. And he rolled ahead so that he could open the door. And I did say, you know me, I'm better now. I don't say the first thing that comes into my head.
You've only been back a few days. I'll let you know when I really am convinced you're better.
But I did say, Oscar, really? You're driving a Rolls. Come on, you can't have your window fixed. Get a grip. I did say that to Oscar.
That must have been a good business builder for the bank. Treating customers that way. What bank wants customers that drive a Rolls? They couldn't have any money to put in there.
That's when they changed the name of the bank.
That was really mild for Susan, too. That was.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to run. Susan, I'll try and get in touch with you somehow.
All right, that's great.
Don't forget the recipe.
I promise I'll get it to you.
Then you can always try 1-800-DIALIT. Okay, it's 7:27 now.
Maybe we should do random facts in 11 parts. You know what I mean?
Well, the phone keeps ringing. Let's get the news on.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. A Georgia woman is dead following a Wednesday morning crash on I-85 in Macon County. 45-year-old Carrie Chambers' car left the road around 5:30 a.m. near mile marker 34 and overturned. Chambers was transported to Baptist Medical Center East, where she later died. A $10,000 reward is now being offered in the Atlanta highway shooting that paralyzed a Montgomery woman. Amy Dix was sitting in her vehicle in the 5500 block of Atlanta Highway around 1 p.m. on April 12th when she was shot. The senseless act left Amy Dix paralyzed from the chest down. As we enter the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers are still negotiating a state lottery and gambling bill. The House and Senate remain at odds on whether to allow sports betting and multiple casinos in the state. A joint conference committee is attempting to work out a compromise between the two chambers. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 25th, 1940, the world welcomed little baby Al Pacino.
Mom? Dad? Say hello to your little friend!
Wait, what?
Say hello to your little friend!
What kind of accent is that?
It's Cuban.
No.
Al Pacino, A Star Is Born.
And now,
get off here.
Hoo-ah!
And get ready for
random facts.
Very nice.
That worked out well. And, I redeemed myself for yesterday.
Now, is this going to be random facts all in one? Or
no,
we're going to break it in half.
All right.
Okay.
I can speed through them if you want.
Well, we have speed through. We should circumcise the jibber jabber.
Snip, snip. Did you know? do you know when crowns?
Because we have somebody with us, Jay, that tends to run off at the, you know, over.
Don't talk about Rich like that.
I'll be here till 9.
That he knew.
By the way, for your reference, I was told by somebody that we should capture off the podcast the part about rolling them up.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Instead of they don't
add it to our highlight reel.
Yeah, they don't hold this.
Oh, here's Katie Jo. So glad to hear Susan's laugh again.
They don't boost
Mr.
up.
Mr. Y'all great together. Debbie says, enjoying Susan on again. You're funny together. Isn't there a turtle song?
Funny together. First random fact. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, we never played for Susan. Our singing?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do Ooga Chaka.
This happened during Random Facts, so check this out.
All right, we'll get
to... In 72, where were you?
I was in Chicago.
Okay, you were in Illinois. In 1972, a traveling circus was set up in the village of Okawaka, Illinois?
Okawaka. Ooga, 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 Ooga.
I can't help this feeling.
Ooga, Ooga, Ooga,
Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga. That's kind of funny.
See, the music did not die when you went flouncing out of here. Now, Jay, you were going to do the first random fact.
The first random fact.
I was.
No, what happened?
And then my headphone jack broke into.
Oh.
So now it's...
Like, why are you doing that? What is all this equipment here? I've never seen all of this.
The Joey Television Network.
What?
There we go. Now I can hear myself again. Sorry about that. It broke.
Okay.
Completely broke.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
Anyway, did you know when Crown Royal Whiskey was created? Do you know? Does anybody know when that was created?
Oh, I don't know.
67?
Do you know why it was created? Because I'm about
for
to
the Olympics.
Oh, it was a movie. Was it not a movie?
No, not for a movie. Not for a movie. It was created in 1939.
Right.
We know where Crown Royal comes from, right?
I used to have 50 of those blue bags that stuff comes
the
in.
The liquor store.
It's my favorite.
Right. It's Canadian.
Okay.
It is Canadian because it was made specifically to celebrate King George VI as the first reigning monarch to cross the Atlantic and visit Canada.
Canada, wow.
Canada. It was not available outside of Canada until 1964. So 1939 created and then available to the rest of the world in 64. Did you know?
By the way, breaking news, the first quarter GDP was almost a full point below what they estimated. The market is taking a dump as we speak.
Oh my God, down 408.
Yep. Did you know? Greg, you'll be into this. A bowler.
Yes.
He once bowled a game... Well, a 299.5.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
He knocked down half a pin?
Yes. One pin broke in two in the final frame, and one half stayed standing.
So the bottom half stayed up. Wow, I have never heard of that.
Who did this?
Do you know that he is an exceptional bowler?
He's a great bowler, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
thank you, Susan.
That one shot from that show where he stands up and gives that standing ovation for the 7-10 split.
Yeah,
that he got.
I've never seen that done before.
Well, you have bowled nearly 300.
I got 10 strikes 300. In one game once. That was the best of.
I mean, I want to tell you where and when this happened as this thing loads in, and I understand we are short on time. This comes from the South Coast Today. Where is this? 1905, James Blackstone bowled a 299.5
took place in Seattle, Washington. He was denied a 300 when the pin cracked in half on his last ball in the 10th frame.
Man.
The bottom of the pin remained standing while everything else fell.
Man. Bummer.
After some deliberation, officials decided to give him a .5.
Oh, bummer.
That is a great story. I've never heard that before.
Did you know the 255th episode of MASH featured a time capsule that was buried by the characters that were filled with memories of the Korean War? The time capsule was real. It was filled with different kind of props from the show and all sorts of things. The property was sold. A construction worker eventually found the time capsule and took it home, and he got permission to keep everything he found from it from Alan Alda. Said, you can keep it. You're good.
Wow.
So, yeah, found the time capsule.
That's pretty
from
cool.
That TV show. Did you know when Jack Benny died in 1974, his will had arranged for a single long-stemmed red rose to be delivered to his widow, Mary Livingstone?
Yes.
Livingston? Every day for the rest of her life.
How long did she live after that?
She lived 8.5 more years, passing away in 1983.
How sweet is that?
And every day got a long-stemmed red rose.
Did he leave anything for Rochester?
I don't know.
Rochester.
I don't think so. Did you know the first recorded word in the English language?
Recorded as in written down?
Not recorded. Yes, recorded as in written down.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Bible.
No.
No. It was didn't he do
It was recorded by Gildas in the 6th century?
No, I don't remember it, Greg, before you ask.
You have a first edition at home. I remember you telling
me. The
word
that was written down was keel.
Keel.
Keel, referring to the primary ships that the Saxons first arrived in. And that was it. Keel was the first one. Did you know Aaron Sorkin? Fantastic writer.
Oh, man. He did Social Network, too, by the way. We were talking about that movie the other day.
I've never watched that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. So he's done a lot of stuff. He did Social Network. God, anytime he's on writing for something, I'm always in for it.
How about...
he did West Wing, too.
West Wing, yeah.
Did one called Sports Night, which was really good. That was his first series that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just a great writer. His sister, Deborah Sorkin, she was a JAG officer. What are they called?
Adjutant General.
She was a JAG officer.
Wow.
Which makes a lot of sense because he wrote A Few Good Men.
Oh.
That film is another one of his credits. And while it doesn't say that it was inspired by a true story, a lot of what happens in that film comes from the stories he heard from his sister.
I'd be curious to know if he's related to a guy named Dan Sorkin, who was a extremely popular Chicago DJ way, way back, and very, very creative. In fact, good friends with Bob Newhart.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how I got to know Bob Newhart, was through his appearances on the Dan Sorkin Show in Chicago, and I've always wondered if those two have some kind of connection.
Hmm. Known for Sorkin is his many words.
Oh, just a
just
ton.
Incredible words.
More. There is never a scene that is not filled with dialogue.
And hundreds of words.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you what the most popular literature genre is in the world. We're also going to tell you about Keith Richards, a random fact about him. We're going to give you a random fact about Dire Straits. We'll give you a random fact about leprosy. And...
Well, there's something to look forward to for sure. Don't turn that dial.
We're also going to...
punch that button. What do you do anymore? We don't turn dials anymore, do we?
Yeah, don't tell Siri to change the station. That's what
We also have a World War II random fact coming up on Random Facts.
All right, right now we're getting into the traffic dungeon, get the latest from Skipper, and then back with part two.
Well, it's that time of morning. A lot of folks are getting up and at them, and we're seeing more and more cars out of Millbrook and Wetumpka this morning headed into Montgomery. I-65, bit busy across the Alabama River Bridge. I-85 beginning to bunch up just a bit around Chantilly Parkway and Taylor. Traffic's moving pretty well everywhere, but we are getting busy out there this morning. No major problems. Got it all clear for you at the moment. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're having too much fun. We're so seriously behind. I'm going to skip the convoluted intro and go
right,
right
into it. Did you know the most popular literature genre? Do you have any idea? You want to throw out a guess of what the most popular literature
comic
genre
books?
Is?
Say horror. I don't know.
No, it's not comic books and it's not horror.
Okay.
What do you think it is, Susan?
Love?
Is this novels?
The most popular literature genre.
History.
No. Rich had it right with love.
Oh.
Romance. Romance novels are the most popular, and that's probably what your trashy romance novels is probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
This ain't, you know, your high romance, whatever. It's your gutter trash. It's your classy porn.
Yeah, that's, yeah, we got that too.
By 1991, 46% of all U.S. mass market paperbacks were romance.
I wondered, are only women buying those, or do men buy those as well?
Well, I don't have a statistic on that, but I do have half of romance publisher Harlequin's customers purchased 30 novels a month, 30 books a month. 25% of all Americans read a romance novel back in 2008. But yeah, it's still, I'm sure it's still up there.
I wonder who the leading author is.
Is it a man or a woman? I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah. Whose romance novels are the most popular?
And do they hoist them up or roll them in? Did you know? You should never judge someone on how they grieve. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through. Such is the case with Keith Richards. In 1976, before doing a show, he received news that his three-month-old son had died from SIDS.
Ooh.
He made the choice to perform that night, regardless, but he was criticized for doing so. And he later came out and said, if I had not done that show that night, I'd have probably shot myself.
I totally agree with you. You got to go on.
You got to move on.
In fact, I applaud that because the reality, no matter what the situation is, I mean, few things have ripped my guts out in recent memory, like losing Hershey. Mm-hmm. But I did the show that morning and the show after we had to put him down.
Yeah.
Because that's how I coped,
Yeah. Same with
baby. I'm not comparing a dog to somebody's kid.
Not, but it's but
don't
it has,
misunderstand.
Yeah, we get that. No,
but
no.
I think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I totally understand. Did you know the sound of the opening riff of Money for Nothing by Dire Straits?
Yes. Huh.
Not the whole, like, you know, that little part with Sting going, I want my MTV and all this stuff.
Right.
It's that really rough guitar part right there. They were never able to duplicate that.
Stage, you mean?
Ever again. It was created completely by accident, and they were never, ever able.
Isn't that wild?
Never, ever able to actually recreate it.
I'll play the parody coming up.
Okie doke. Did you know leprosy is still around? It affects approximately 200,000 people a year, but it is very curable. It requires months of close contact to contract it from another person, by the way, if you're worried about that.
To cure it?
Hey, no, just to get it.
That restricted island in Hawaii used to be for lepers.
Yeah.
Leprosy.
And finally, did you know, look at that, we're getting out on time here. Did you know, during World War II, all of the U.S. denomination, what is USD? Is that what it is?
Yes.
USD? Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah. During World War II, all U.S. dollars in Hawaii were replaced with a version that was stamped Hawaii in big capital letters on the front and back. This was to ensure that it would be worthless if it fell into the hands of the Japanese during an invasion.
Huh.
Yeah.
They thought of everything, didn't they?
That was during World War II. Yes, those are your random facts.
And like you said, we are not too far off.
I know, we're pretty good. Now. There we go.
We had a guy bring $600 to the bank one time when I was working at a bank during COVID. It had burned up because he put it into the microwave to kill the COVID germs.
So
was it he put out? Money was in the microwave to kill the COVID germs?
Yes,
he deserved to lose it.
And the money has metal in it.
Yeah.
So was it still valid?
It was still valid because as long as you have some of the numbers on
the bills. We talked about this the other day on the morning show.
Yeah, they are still worth what
they're
worth.
Don't they have at least 50% of the bill?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So let me ask you, you worked at a bank. If I took a $10 bill, cut it in half, brought you and said, I only have half of this, I'm sorry, would you give me a fresh $10 bill? If it's 50%, so then can I take my other half of my other $10 bill, go to another bank, and get 20 bucks from 10?
Shame on you for even thinking of that.
Why wouldn't you think of that if that was the case?
That's just what I call money for nothing.
I know, your mama would not be proud of you for coming up with that.
Jay will return as soon as he's released.
Released from the federal pen. Yeah.
Oh, the Dire Straits.
We are at 7:48. While they're getting the $20 food outlet pop quiz question, let's talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, offering select used cars with big selection and factory protection. I'm an 8-time customer at Jack Ingram. You know me. Anybody that I endorse or talk about on the show, I've done business with them. I have 2 payments a month to Jack Ingram that I happily make because the cars that I purchased that were pre-owned have never given me an iota of trouble. None. I've replaced 1 battery and some tires, but that's at very normal intervals. But otherwise, they have been incredible performers. My Rogue is going down to New Orleans again this weekend. It's a perfect car for a road trip. At Jack Ingram, though, what they've done to make sure that customers come in to shop in the pre-owned market, which is growing, that they are looking at vehicles that are going to be reliable and deliver the miles a customer has every right to expect. That vetting process is tough. Starts with the Carfax Vehicle History Report. The mechanics look at 84 points under the hood to make sure they're still performing at factory levels. And then they put the car, after the body shop has reconditioned it, out on the floor, offering roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, a limited warranty, and even rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. So they're backing up like never before, although their reputation for resold products has always, always been really strong. Don't forget, Jack Ingram is still your home for brand new Volkswagens, Volvos, Audis, Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsches over there on the Boulevard and the entire family of stores from one of the last great true family dealerships in Alabama is at jackingram.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jake.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this, created in 1939 after King George VI visited Canada. What was created for that occasion?
272-9228, 272-9228. Drink up and join us. Win a $20 head start at your next trip to Food Outlet. Stick around for follow-up questions and get bonus entries in tomorrow's grand prize drawing. 272-9228. Call now. Here's Skipper.
A busy Thursday morning all around the river region. We're seeing a lot of cars in Montgomery on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. Some of our heaviest traffic, 85 southbound between Chantilly, Taylor, on into Montgomery, and 65 southbound. A lot of folks on the road now coming out of Millbrook and Prattville this morning. No other major problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated throughout the morning with traffic. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth a drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, 751 for the winning answer. We start with Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
All right. Crown Royal.
Crown Royal is it. Correct.
Good work.
How many of us have in the drawer those little
bags?
I had 50 of those.
Oh, I should have had about that many, too, because I had coins in them.
Crown Royal and Coke, please. There, yeah. All right, Kathy, hang on. Good work. We go to J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, J. Tom. Hey, so when this star died in 74, he made sure that a red rose was delivered to his widow every day for the rest of her life. Who are we talking about?
I can't remember the name of this actor.
A crooner?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he wasn't a crooner.
Well, not really. No, not him. No, I was thinking of somebody else. Okay, that's all right.
You still got one. You didn't get the bonus. And we go to backup Steve.
Not a crooner. He was a comedian.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back, Miss Woody.
Thank you.
In fact, I know Greg didn't make of a convoluted intro, but I got to say the commercial I love with you is when you and Jay are talking about the plumbing problem.
The one where she murders him during the course of the commercial.
It ran for 47 years.
47 years.
You produced that, Jay, didn't you?
I did. Award for it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a great commercial.
Do you know that star that in 74 made sure that a red rose was delivered to his widow every day for the rest of her life?
I'm pretty sure that was Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, correct.
Hey.
Not a crooner.
Didn't somebody do that for Marilyn Monroe or something?
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah,
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a...
But that was at her grave or something.
And
right?
That was a whole...
that was after she died.
12 roses.
And then Joe came up with Mr. Coffee.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he did put them on the map. That was a very effective partnership.
Yep.
Yep.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Have a great day. Welcome
you
back,
too.
Thanks.
Okay, we are at 7:53.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
If you're loving this weather pattern, you're going to love the weekend forecast. Another warm day today with a high temperature up to about 84. Good bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy, very mild tonight. Low 62. 86 tomorrow. Tomorrow on Friday, mid-80s, Saturday and Sunday. You couldn't write a better script for the weekend forecast. 70s down on the coast with the Gulf water temperature a little cool, still right around 70. Lots of sunshine. Increasing clouds, 86 Monday, but still dry. Risk of showers and storms returning Tuesday. But right now, it looks like a front that will be getting weaker as it arrives. So maybe we won't have to deal with the kind of severe weather they're dealing with in the middle of the country for the next 4 days. Right now this morning, a few high clouds, but it's really nice. 61 now at 7:54.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to
Let me talk to you about one of our sponsors that we we really respect and love, and that is Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. Well, take it from me, a frequent flyer there for over 35 years. I've taken many vehicles there. You know, it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that's not the way they roll at Montgomery Paint and Body. In fact, that's why Donnie Turner got into the business over four decades ago, because he had worked for other paint and body shops that maybe took a few shortcuts. He doesn't do that. And you've heard our stories over the years about how Donnie's, his attention to detail, he's meticulous, dedicated, consistent, trustable, and so are all the folks at Montgomery Paint and Body. Tell your insurance agent you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body, because that is your prerogative. You know, that's Alabama state law. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Gosh, I can remember when they were off the Northeastern Boulevard. That's how long I've been going there. I have definitely been a loyal customer and will continue to be. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car. Trust me, as good as new, maybe better.
All right, some not very good financial news this morning. The gross domestic product versus the estimate, the actual number versus the estimate, there was a huge difference, and the Dow has been tumbling since that came out about 20 minutes ago. We may get a take on that from Brett McDonald around 8:30 this morning here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here is the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Boeing reported its first quarterly revenue drop in seven quarters, but the U.S. plane maker beat analysts' expectations that were lowered after a January mid-air blowout of a door plug prompted it to slow production of its strongest-selling jets. Equipment inventories will be in focus when Caterpillar, Deere, and CNH Industrial report quarterly results in the coming weeks. U.S. machinery makers are now seeing a moderation in product stocking at dealers. About one quarter of U.S. adults over age 50 say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. That's according to an AARP survey. A U.S. appeals court on Wednesday rejected Starbucks' claims that an election won by a union at the coffee company's flagship Seattle store was invalid because it was held via mail ballot during the COVID-19 pandemic. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number